If it's happening today, we're talking about it now. Join us, 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Good morning, good morning. We're in studio today, and I'm so delighted to welcome our first post-COVID in-person guest, Jen Tucker, who won in what I believe is an upset victory in Westport. And I call it an upset simply because if you look at registration numbers, it's not obvious that a Republican would beat a Democrat in any election in Westport anymore. And Jen Tucker and Andrea Moore, running as first and second selectmen, did beat Jonathan Steinberg and Candace Savin last night by 61 votes at my last count, although I don't know that that is the official tally. Jen Tucker, congratulations and welcome to the show. It's great that you're here. I want to pot up her. Hold on. Andrew's coming in. You see, this is the problem with technical because you're here. We have it absolutely so technologically streaming beautifully on the phone. But now that you're here, I want to be able to hear you better. So there we go. Thank you. Try it again, Jen.
All right. Great.
There you go. Hello.
Hello. So great to be here in person with you.
Isn't it fun?
It's so fun.
It's so fun. It really is fun. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And then secondly, and I'm sure this has been going on in your mind all night, but I need to ask you, why do you think you were able to win?
It has been going on in my mind all night. You're right. And I can't say I slept terribly well last night, not because I'm not happy, but it's just a lot of adrenaline pumping through the veins. But, you know, I think there are two reasons why I won. I think first, Westporters are really happy. With the exception of maybe a little bit of traffic in town, I think people love living in Westport. They feel like it's a great town. They feel like their tax dollars are well spent and that they get value for money. And they love living there. And I think that, you know, because I've been part of the leadership team that's made that happen, I think people recognize that. And then, you know, secondly, we did focus quite a bit on qualifications and skill sets for the job. And I think that resonated as well.
So do you think that the people of Westport thought that you and Andrea were more qualified than Jonathan and Candace?
I think we talked a lot about our qualifications, yes. And I think people understood it to be a leadership and management role. I think we have we definitely have qualifications in that area. And I think that that resonated, yes.
All right. So, Jen, because I'm in town, and I think you know I've always paid attention to what's going on in town. This morning, I got an email from a friend of mine, who I'm sure will want to remain anonymous.
Sure.
Who was very happy that you won. But this is what she said. She said, She said, we don't need low-income apartments at exit 17. And she's referring to the, so she says, thank God you won. She's very happy, obviously supported you. And she and one of the reasons she voted for you was because she's under the impression that if you win, that you will be able to do something about the very controversial Hiawatha development, which is what she's referring to off of exit 17. You were part of the Marpey administration that actually signed off on a compromise, on a settlement, which was brought via Planning and Zoning Commission, and not just you, but it was brought as a global settlement with the developer.
Mm-hmm.
But notwithstanding that, Jen, a lot of people are unhappy. And I'm wondering, as first selectman, if you're going to relook at that, revisit it from any point of view, from the town's point of view, to try and go back on the deal, find some wiggle room, do something, because so many neighbors are unhappy. And by the way, this woman doesn't live in the neighborhood, but she's unhappy on behalf of other people.
Sure. Sure. And, you know, I have been really honest with the neighbors in Saugatuck, and that is I live relatively close to Saugatuck as well, that I think the 830G state statute is a horrible state statute for a very damaging one for Westport and for many of our surrounding communities. And I do think that that we will do everything we can to figure out how we can move the needle on that. It is a Hartford-based statute, of course, but I'm really committed to ensuring that we move the needle on that and that we retain more local control in the way we think about affordable housing going forward. And then secondly, I did say to the Saugatuck neighbors that my door is open. I am it's a very difficult decision for that neighborhood, and I really understand that.
So when you say your door is open, Ira Bloom has been the town council through both Republican and Democratic administrations mm-hmm. for a long time. In fact, I saw him last night at both mm-hmm. headquarters because he and I both, you know, sort of travel in neutral circles when it comes to things like, you know, election night. And he gave advice, whatever his advice it was. And so the town settled this agreement. But as first electman, are you going to ask our town council to take a look at it? In other words, is there anything with respect to this settlement on Hiawatha where you could see any wiggle room for the town?
I don't see any wiggle room for the town on that settlement. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that's an answer. There it is. I know that there are lawsuits proceeding, but that isn't another.
That is another. Absolutely.
That's another venue.
That's another venue. Correct.
Maybe as a result of those lawsuits, the town will be able to come back in. Don't know.
I don't know.
But not now. Okay. You did mention in your acceptance speech last night, we're chatting with Jen Tooker, the new first selectman. You'll be swearing in when? Soon, right?
Monday, November 15th. Very soon.
Very soon. What do we call you? The first selectman elect? The first selectman elect?
Sure.
Anyway, Jen Tooker is with us in the studio, 203-333-9422. Jen, you heard a lot about traffic. You mentioned it in your acceptance speech last night. Are there any concrete, you should forgive the pun, ideas or suggestions that you immediately want to bring before the people?
Sure. So we have talked a lot about how we want to actually look more seriously at traffic backup on our local roads, the roads that we actually control. So we will immediately put together a commission, which will comprise of people that live in the various 9 districts and in the neighborhoods, to give us real-time feedback. And when I say us, I mean myself, the police department, the fire department, and DPW. So those are planning and zoning. That's sort of the compilation of people and local department experts that would help us think through what could we do differently from a standpoint of pedestrian safety, from a standpoint of traffic flow, and from a standpoint of cycling safety in our neighborhoods. So that's something we're going to do immediately. We have been on our main arteries. You know, we've done every traffic study under the sun. We don't need to do any more traffic studies. We know we have a couple of bottlenecks.
We know we have a couple bottlenecks.
We know we need help from the state. We will continue to pursue that. Another idea that we've talked about that we're not sure if we can pursue or not, but we will look at it immediately, is the don't block the box concept.
What's that?
So it's a concept that's used in, actually, to be quite frank, in larger cities, where essentially we would draw a box around the intersection and make it a policeman would be able to ticket if somebody stayed in the box inappropriately, like trying to make a left-hand turn or like clogging up the intersection when after the light has turned, right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm not sure that's the big issue, but I hear what you're saying. You're trying to think out of the box.
We're trying to keep the flow going,
and we understand that solution has
worked in plenty of other places.
I'm going to be devil's advocate. I'm going to be a contrarian about something. And the contrarian I'm going to be about is because I saw an awful lot of vehement stuff leveled at you and Jim and Jonathan, everybody else who's been in charge of any decision-making in town about not taking advantage of a particular developer's offer to demolish a corner of 33 and the Post Road in order to make way for a larger intersection. And it may be that one day we have a larger intersection there. But I also will tell you that, and I'm stuck in that traffic a lot, okay? I've lived in town 32 years. there's a little bit of value in slowing down before you come to Westport. And, you know, Jen, you're going to be first selectman for 4 years. Keep mindful of the fact that we don't want people speeding down that hill and going right across that bridge.
I agree with that, Lisa. Yep.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yep.
And if we do something that makes things a little bit moderately easier, I get that. But there needs to be some landscaping buffers. There needs to be something that slows people down. Otherwise, we're going to have accidents there. That's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for the, you know, one of the beautiful things about Westport is that it insists that you slow down when you're coming in. So you take a look at that beautiful Saugatuck River and you look at the beautiful Ruth Steinkraus Cohen Bridge and you have to slow down. It's not so terrible. That's my contrarian view.
I love that.
That's my contrarian view. But that's just my meantime. This is a short visit. I'm so happy you're here. Are you going to be taking a vacation?
No, but I am going to get to see my family. So that's a mini vacation in and of itself. I will definitely be able to have a family dinner tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Hopefully you're not going to be cooking. You're going to be cooking a family dinner?
You know,
dinner?
I actually think I should. I probably should cook. I'm a horrible cook, so they actually have been fine with me not being around much. But I probably should cook. It's probably the right thing to do, but very much looking forward to a family meal tonight.
What was the most fun about the campaign?
Just meeting all of our wonderful residents. You know, I've been at, you know this, Lisa, you and I go back a bit, and I've been at this for 10 years now, between a Board of Ed and the Board of Finance and being the second select woman. So you think you know a lot of people.
Didn't we run together 8 years ago?
We did. Yeah, the only time you were contested, I think.
The only time.
You have
time.
Not been contested let's, since.
Please, God, let us keep the let us keep it going, okay? Yes, that would be nice.
That's
yes.
Right. That's exactly it. 8 years ago, we yeah. did. And so, you know, you think you know a lot of people in town. But you know what? When you get on the campaign trail, you realize just how many people you don't know and how many awesome people live in our town. And I can say that to you because you're a Westporter. We're just it's really a thrill to meet as many residents as we have over the last 7 months.
I agree with you, Jen. You know, it's scary because I went to a slice of Saugatuck. I walk around. I don't know anybody. No, but really, and I sort of think that I assume that I do. It's a big town, and it's a town where people are always moving in and moving out.
That's
so
right. That's
to keep
right.
abreast of it, you and really have to be in it.
We have so many new residents as well who are bringing such great energy. It's really exciting. So to try and bring them into the fold and help them understand all the different things they can do in Westport and take advantage of is a real priority for us.
And you're going to be in the building every day. I know you've been in the building quite a bit. I mean, I see you. But are you going to open up Town Hall more?
So I think that's an interesting question. You asked me that when I was on a couple of weeks ago. So are you saying, like, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is the back entrance is very convenient for people. Like, I'm always ushering in handicapped and elderly people in the back. They should be able to come in the back again.
Okay, that's an interesting point. And that's why I asked what you're really specifically talking about.
That's what I'm really
talking about.
That's
a very interesting point. And I'd love to talk to you more about that as we both will be in Town Hall. You currently are in Town Hall, and I will be in Town Hall more.
That's inconvenient. And then the other question, and I guess this is a longer-term question, is whether we even need a security guard upstairs. And there's a barrier. You can't get to a ladies' or men's room now unless you, like, specifically are allowed to walk in a hallway. And I don't think that's right for the public. I think they should still be able to enter conservation and P&Z and Board of Ed at will in a town hall. That's what I mean by opening up town hall. All the other town halls are opened up. You go into town hall. You go visit your offices. You go upstairs to your office. Now it's locked.
Right.
And that's a new thing since COVID. And it to me, it's not commensurate with the threat of COVID. It is talking more about security, and I question whether or not that level of security is needed in town hall.
Okay, and you're right. You're right. When we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I said I would happily look into this and better understand the decision making behind it and what makes sense going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Jen Tucker, good luck.
Thank you, Lisa.
Good luck.
I appreciate that.
Where are you going to be swearing in town hall itself?
So it will be in town hall. on the evening of November 15th. We're still trying to figure out, with COVID and everything else, what it really looks like, what that ceremony will look like. But anyway, that's, and I'll be starting first thing Tuesday morning, November 16th.
You bet you
will. It's a very quick transition.
I know.
Looking forward to it.
Well, my best to you and your family. And
thank you.
To Andrea Moore, extra big hug.
Extra big hug.
And
isn't that the truth?
And I think Jim Marpy deserves great credit because over the last 4 years, he made sure the town got to know you by name and built up your reputation and basically informed the town about how valuable you were to him as a second selectman. And I think that was enormously helpful in your campaign.
I couldn't agree more. It's been an absolute honor to serve alongside Jim.
So thanks, Jen Tooker, for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. It's a pleasure.
We're going to be right back with wonderful Staples player stars, the stars of Greece, our stars of tomorrow. I'm so happy to reintroduce this feature. We're going to get to know them in just a minute with composer David Friedman, and I'm going to take a step out to take a picture. We'll be right back.